You're listening to High Frequency Healing on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that explores the awakening of superpowers through higher dimensional healing.
Hello, this is Angela Maria, one of the Superpower Up hosts, and you are listening to High Frequency Healing Show. The only difference between where you are to where you want to be is the actions you take here and now to heal your life. Let's take a deep breath and be here and now. I invite you to enjoy this time together. So here we go. Let's welcome Jennifer Lomberg to my show. We will be talking about improved self-confidence through divine guidance. Leader in the self-discovery movement, Jennifer Lomberg is teacher of claiming a fulfilling life and spiritual healer of energetic wounds. Christian psychic, energy healer, speaker, and author of Embodied Grace, Jennifer struggled with the pain and debilitating anxiety that came from a life of negative thinking and self-doubt. She is passionate about sharing her story of transformation and how anyone, regardless of their circumstances and challenges, can begin today to create the life they have always dreamed. Through her workshops, retreats, conferences, and books, she inspires and empowers women to heal by breaking out of the patterns of limiting beliefs, negative thinking, and self-doubt by delivering the actual how-to steps that many speakers leave out. Please join me to welcome Jennifer Lomberg. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, I'm so excited to talk to you.
I'm so excited. I want everybody to know that I've met Jennifer, I would say around 2 years ago, and it was super cool. It was through a business coach we had at that time in common, and we ended up having a session to each other, and life comes, and we haven't been able to catch up lately, but this lady is amazing, so I'm super excited to have you in my show, Jennifer.
Thank you. I'm so glad, so glad you invited me, and the same for you. Amazing, amazing woman. So I'm just happy to be here.
Yes, this is awesome. So Jennifer, what's your healing superpower?
My healing superpower, I would say, is just being able to see truth. And I know that sounds silly, but I think a lot of times what happens is we get to the point to where we don't really, especially in America, we don't want anybody to know the junk that we're going through. Mm-hmm. And so I think being able to see that helps give people the permission to admit it and move on.
Would you please take us back to your early years and name one memorable life lesson that is useful for you today in this healing process?
You know, I can't pinpoint like a specific thing that happened or a specific lesson that I learned, other than I could see, even at a very young age, well, two things. First, I've always been able to see spirit. So even like 3 or 4 years old, you know, it was funny because they would tease me about kind of being in my own little world. Well, I was, you know, I was playing with Jesus and the angels because that was the best place to be. Mm-hmm. But what I could see around me, and I don't know what age, you know, probably older in my teenage years or whatever, I realized that everybody makes choices, and those choices determine what happens in your life. And so I remember thinking, I'm going to make choices that are better, or that don't put me in these situations, or that, you know, just because I grew up in, you know, just normal, I don't even know if you would say middle class. It was probably, we were much less wealthy than middle class back then. But I mean, we just were in a normal small town, whatever, but like nobody had anything, right? And the ones that did, I'm like, they're just making different choices. And I don't know how I knew that, but somewhere inside of me, I think that was a lesson that got imprinted very small. And then that made me, when I finally realized that I was stuck in the patterns I was in, I was like, wait a minute, this is just about making different choices. And so that's how I began my own healing process.
I love that you mentioned choices, because it's exactly what leads you to go from A to B, the choices that you make. And specifically, the choices that you make right now, here and now, to heal your life. And it's not just about healing your physical body. It's about healing the way you think about yourself, the way you feel about emotion, about experiences, and the way that you talk about your own life. Jennifer, was there any burning bush moment that made your heart desire changing your path in life?
You know, that for me, it sounds so silly. From the outside, everything looked perfect. Like, I had the husband, the car, the house, the front porch. We didn't have a picket fence, but you know what I mean? Like, and I had kids that were awesome and they did well in school. And so everything on the outside looked good. But the burning bush moment, at one point, I just realized that I felt like there was something missing and I just couldn't figure out what it was, because all around me, everything looked okay. Right. But there was something deep inside where I just knew that there was something missing and I didn't know what it was. And then I was actually in a women's Bible study, and there was one certain point where it was talking about generational sin. And I know people get all twisted about that word. To me, it just means you're not getting it perfect. You're missing the mark a little bit, right? So, which is, we're human. We're all going to be in that space, right? We're not going to get it perfect. But I remember in that session that night, and we had a women's group, so we were at my friend's house, but I remember it was like a light bulb moment that our generational sin was negativity. Mm-hmm. It was that simple. It was just the idea of being negative, talking negative, thinking negative. It was almost like you were constantly waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know what I mean? Like, you know, what's going to happen now? And not like, oh my God, what's going to happen now? It's like, oh mm-hmm. God, something bad's going to happen. Like, we always had that. And I, you know, it was just a learned family pattern. I think that was when I was like, okay, this has to change. And this is when the whole choices moment went really, really big in my mind.
And I want to highlight the fact, Jennifer, that you were able to listen to yourself. You were able to be in contact to that inner master and just realize not just that something was missing, but also being able to connect that moment in that Bible meeting when you said, this is what it's all about. This is what I need just to focus and put all my energy and attention if I really want to find the peace that is missing in this exterior perfect life that I am having.
And what was really interesting is, you know, fast forward a few years, this whole time I've been psychic, but I grew up in church. So I was hiding that. None of the women in that Bible study had any clue, you know, and I had tried so hard to shut it down. So in that moment, I still wasn't even acknowledging that. It was just the negative patterns. Hmm. So, you know, all of this kind of built and led. So it's these tiny little increments and these little aha moments that kind of get us through to where we are.
Yeah, and we're gonna make some time, because I want to talk about that psychic Christianity thing, because I'm just passionate about it. But where can people go to find out more about you, Jennifer?
My website is probably the best place to start, and it's just jenniferlonberg.com. So it's really easy to find. And then I also have a Facebook group. The Embodied Grace Community is a free Facebook group.
Perfect. We've been talking with Jennifer Lonberg about improved self-confidence through divine guidance. When we come back from this short break, we're going to talk more about her healing superpowers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master
master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you're ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
We're back, and you're listening to High Frequency Healing. Today, we are talking with Jennifer Lomberg about improved self-confidence through divine guidance. So, Jennifer, Christian psychic, energy healer, speaker, and author of Embodied Grace. How is to be a Christian psychic in this world?
Well, I'll tell you, it's definitely an interesting place to be. I fought this so hard for the longest time. I was an intuitive when I was young. I never realized that there was anything quote unquote wrong with it, right? It was just the way I was. But I think in my teenage years is when I realized, you know, I'm not safe telling anybody about this. Like, and it was, I don't know how, but I slowly started like shutting it down. My mom always knew. I think my dad had an idea, but it was just one of those things you just didn't really talk about, you know? And I can remember my mom was more open to it. My mom and dad separated, got a divorce when I was 11. And I remember in my teenage years, my mom saying, you know, if we could just meet somebody that, you know, could help you. And Sylvia Brown was the only psychic we had heard of at that point. And I'm like, she's crazy. You know what I mean? Like it was because she was on Montel Williams and she was really rough and she was, you know, I mean, just from my own perception of being a young kid, like that's what I remember. And I thought, oh no, if that's what it is, like, I don't want to do this. And she talked about way out there things. Right. Mm-hmm. So I shut it down over like the longer I went, the more I went, the more I tried to shut it down. What was funny is I never was able to really shut it down all the way. So I finally remember just, you know, I tried to squash it as much as I could, which is probably where I was at back, like we were talking in the Bible study, where I felt like something was missing because I was trying so hard not to be authentically who I am. Mm-hmm. Right. So that was the key moment, was I'm trying to not be who I am authentically. What's funny is I've always taught my kids to be who they are, to, you know, trust what they are. I always told them if you and God are good, nothing else matters. Like, because people are going to gossip and people are going to talk and nobody really knows the truth, but you and God. When it comes down to anything, like no matter what, realistically, you and God are the only ones that know the absolute truth, right?
Yeah.
So I had taught my kids this, but I was realizing I wasn't taking that to my own self. And then all of a sudden, my gifts just kept getting stronger and kept getting stronger and kept getting stronger. And probably about, I want to say 8 or 10 years ago, I remember I was doing health and like herbal supplements at the time. I was giving a consult and this whole idea just came out of my mouth. And I was like, after the people left, I thought, oh my God, I can't believe I just said that, because they have no idea how I know that information. It's obvious that I'm, you know, if they had any wits about them, they were like, how did she know that? Uh-huh. Right? Because that's not something I would know without that ability. And it was just the scariest thing ever. And I remember screaming at God going, you did this to me, either show me what to do or take it away. Well, that changed everything. My whole life's been a whole different story ever since that moment. So needless to say, he showed me what to do with it. I've been working with it ever since. It's still sometimes, I sometimes get ostracized for it. Of course I get, you know, I have people pray for my soul, you know, this kind of thing. But I'm like, you know, the thing is, what is so interesting to me is the people that react like that are usually reacting in fear because they don't know. And that word psychic has such a bad connotation to it. But if you look at the truth and the root of the word and take out the connotation, it's just knowing more than what's physical. Mm-hmm. So it's just that word. And I tried to use intuitive for a long time. And then I literally, my guides and angels were like, you have to step into this role of Christian psychic, because this needs to be talked about. There's other Christians who have these abilities that are terrified just like you. And that instantly made me think, I don't ever want another person to feel as worthless as I did, feeling like I was a bad person because of the gifts that I have. And so that is what led me into being a speaker, to learning how to do the energy work, you know, writing the book, all of those things. That being said, the book Embodied Grace is nothing to do with the psychic ability. It's just about learning how to own your own truth and how to know that you want to change your life in little steps on ideas on how to start making small changes.
Okay, but let me just go a little bit back to the Christian psyche, because I want to give some space to your book.
Okay.
So what is being a psychic, Jennifer, for you, according to your experience?
Okay, so for me personally, I have always had, I don't know how I do it. I haven't ever tried to do it. It just comes naturally to me. I can see Jesus. I can see the angels. I can see people that have passed over. I can tell when somebody is lost that has died physically but hasn't passed into the light. Mm-hmm. So I get spirits around me all of the time, and I see it and I hear it. And for me, it's almost like, this is going to sound kind of nerdy, but in Star Wars, when the little R2-D2 thing, you know how he like projects the picture of Princess Leia, and it's not really real, it's just a projection. That's how spirit looks to me. Like, I see them like that. Like, I just see them standing there. And I know everybody that's intuitive has different ways of knowing. So you can feel it, which sometimes I just feel it. And then if I'm like, oh, I feel something, then I can give myself a minute and then I'll see what I'm feeling. So I think everybody's different, but for me, that's what it looks like. And then I can hear them talk. And so it's almost like when I get messages, it's like I sit down with them at the kitchen table, like I'm talking to a friend, and we just have a conversation.
I love it. And I want to highlight two things. The first one is that intention that came out of your heart saying, or take it away, or help me how to do it. Just guide me. And that's when God said, there you go. You're asking me. Now you're giving me permission. I'm going to show you. And I think that's very important in this spiritual path and in this healing process. We need to have a clear intention that comes from the bottom of our hearts, just to say, hey, I really want to do this. Just show me how. I think that's very important in what you just said. And the second thing is also understand that, and you said it in a certain way, being psychic is just being human. The fact that not everybody has discovered that psychic ability doesn't mean you don't have it. We have superpowers. We have divine gifts because we are divinity first than human beings. So I just always have thought, and since I met you, for me, I couldn't understand what was the problem about being Christian. I mean, psychic, but after I met you, I said, oh, it looks like there is a big problem about it. And it's very similar about what happened in Catholic world too. But I think that people, and I think we are ready to do that. We are ready to open our vision and just realize if you believe in God, you believe in nature. And if you believe in God and you believe in nature, then I don't see what's the part that doesn't connect to each other. We just have this ability to connect in a deeper way with God, with the spirits, with nature. Mm-hmm. As you said, you can see spirits, but I've met a lot of people that they can feel the plants, that they know more about crystals, that they can really get into your energy field and move and manipulate energy inside your energy bodies. That's just being the divinity we are. So thank you. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for being brave enough to step up and say, hey, hello, I'm Christian. Yes, and I'm also psychic. Nice to meet you. Because I think more people like you right now in the way this world is evolving. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. No. And I think you're right. I think everybody's ready for it. Like, I think that's a big key. Is I feel like the way things are going right now, God is calling everybody to a bigger understanding of knowing that we really are spirit first. Mm-hmm. And there's so much more than just being human. And that guidance is available to us on this planet. Like right now, you can get help from the angels just by simply asking.
Yes, exactly. I am just right now before this interview, I was planning my class for tomorrow where I'm going to teach about angels. And then I was planning to invite somebody who was an expert about angels and just all of this process to just give message through angels and so on. And then I just had this feeling inside saying, you don't need to ask anybody to do it. You can do it. The connection you have, just share that kind of connection. How do you get it? And share it with the world. So now I'm there sitting, writing about angels and archangels, and I've been learning a lot. And it's just let them get into your life. Just invite them and say, as you said it, hey, God, hey, angels, I am right here and I really need your help, period. And then be open. I think that's the key. Jennifer, you were mentioned before about your book, and I love that you said it's not about psychic. Could you just share with us more about that book? If I'm going to buy it, what I'm going to find in that book that is going to help me in my life?
So when I wrote Embodied Grace, A Woman's Path to Empowerment, that's really what it was for me. It was my own steps that I took to empower myself to actually be authentic and get direction and know that I wanted something more out of life, that I wanted to find my purpose and that I wanted to change. We were just like everybody else. We were always, never had enough money and all. I mean, even though we had enough, but you always think you don't have enough and all of those things. And I just knew it was, again, that thing of I just wanted more. So the book is very simple. It's very to the point, but it's a great book, I think, to go over and over. Like, I use it for myself over and over, because no matter what your goal is, you can use the pattern in that book to know how to get there. Because that's one of the things when I was on this self-discovery, like, how can I change my life? How can I make things different? How can I make my life better? I read all of these books and they were all great. And they're like, yeah, just do this. And I'm like, okay, but how? Be happy. Great. How do I be happy? You know what I mean? Like, this is all great, but how do I do it? I needed a step-by-step, right? So the step-by-step is learning little tiny things. Step-by-step is knowing that you have to make a decision, but how do you make that decision if you don't know how to ask for what you want, right? Mm-hmm. So in the book, it goes through, just knowing that you can change whatever you want, making the commitment to yourself to do it, and then step-by-step little nuggets of how to actually do that.
I always realize that people don't come to your life just because, oh, well, there is always a synchronicity. In Spanish, we say Diosidad. It's just a divine intervention. And when I was listening to why this book is really valuable, it's exactly one of my battles that I don't fight anymore, but it was at the beginning. Stop telling me be happy, be in peace, go meditate, just let it go and surrender, because I don't know how to do that. If I knew how to do it, I would have done it before. So mm-hmm. I love that the fact that you are in the same group of people like I am, that it's so cool not just to say those beautiful words and beautiful statements, but let me hold your hand and let me show you. You just mm-hmm. need to follow these steps. And you, following the steps, you may find your own steps along the way when you have a clear intention.
Exactly.
Where can people go and get your book, Jennifer?
It's on Amazon.
Okay, cool. Embodied Grace in Amazon.
Mm-hmm. And there's a couple stores in Colorado, but Amazon's probably the easiest place to find it.
Yes. You are a leader in the self-discovery movement. Please tell us more about this movement.
Okay, so I have to giggle about this because this was a brilliant marketing person who came up with that. And she was like, you're creating a movement for people to learn how to discover their own self. And I was like, okay. And she goes, that's what we're going to say. So that totally came from marketing. But the reason that I kept it is because I feel like it's so important. And I feel like that's kind of what's happening now with people. People are starting to know, you know what? I don't have to live this cookie cutter life. But they've got to know, how do they look in themselves and discover what they really want? Mm-hmm. And so that's how the self-discovery movement came, that the terminology for that came up.
No, and I love it, because this is taking us to the next question. Could you define or describe the nasty little mean girl, and how is she interfering to improve self-confidence?
So on the most basic level, all of us, especially women, but I'm sure men also do the same thing. You know how sometimes you look in the mirror and you're just like, oh my God, I don't look very good today, or my eyes are baggy, or you know what I mean? That is the essence of the nasty little mean girl. Now, I have had some clients who actually name her so that they can learn to get her to shut up sometimes. But in the beginning, that's kind of what it is. It's like, we want to do these things, but then the nasty little mean girl pops in and says, we can't, right? So, okay, I want to find a new job. No, you can't. You better just stay where you're at. I want to do a new endeavor as an entrepreneur. No, you can't. That's not safe. Mm-hmm. Right? So any of these little things that where you think you have this great idea, or you want to do something different, or even you want to go on a diet and then you're like, no, you want cookies. You know what I mean? Like, it can be, it's so sneaky, and it's so just, sometimes it doesn't even seem like it's a big deal. Sometimes you'll notice it right off the bat. Sometimes it's tricky. So like, I was talking to a lady the other day, and this was on a different podcast, and we had callers call in, and she said, well, you know, I want to find a man or whatever, but it's just so hard to find a man in this age. And I was like, there's your belief. That's that limiting belief that's holding you back. So it sounds simple. It sounds like something anyone would say in a normal conversation. Like, that's just how we talk. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what's programmed. That's what we know. So, but what we don't understand is by doing that, we're negating everything that we want. So she wanted a man, but mm-hmm. she really believed she couldn't have one.
Yeah. And it's,
you know what I mean?
Negating what you want is also blocking the possibility to come to you.
Exactly.
That's the key, because this is something I've been so passionate about. It is, this subconscious mind is the one that manifests. But yes, this nasty little mean girl, or the limiting belief, or what I call the ego, is just right there telling mm-hmm. you, don't get out of here. You're fine. Why do you want a man? Why would you like more money? You have enough. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. But when you are able to just tackle that thought, and being able to give new information to that subconscious mind and bring it to the conscious mind, is when nothing can stop us anymore. And we are the conscious creator we are meant to be.
Exactly. And the nasty little mean girl is before you even understand what manifesting is. I mean, it's really just the basics of understanding that you can make little changes. Once you do that, it starts to free up your mind, and it starts to free up your heart to believe that you can have something different. Mm-hmm. And then you can learn how to really be intentional to manifest what you really want.
Yeah, and just let me tell you, it's not just a nasty little mean girl. It's the nasty little mean boy.
Yes.
That happens with women and men. The point is that right now we are waking up our feminine energy. So now is where women are like, wait a minute, there is a world I haven't discovered. Let me step in. And men are right there, right behind us. I think it's going to get to the time where they are going to be like, hey, wait a minute, I want to do it too. For both.
And that's exactly true. Like, I personally entitled my book A Woman's Path to Empowerment because I'm a woman, and it was kind of my story and my steps. But what's interesting is some of my best reviews on Amazon are from men. So the men get it too. You know what I mean? They're like, oh my gosh, this book is amazing. And so the men also get it. So don't let the title deceive you.
Yes. And I think that's important. Because lately I've met some guys and say, I don't understand why everybody now is working just with women. I said, because we have been slept. We have been hiding for decades, for years, millenniums. And now it's just a right time to say, hey, wait a minute. I think that is a great moment for me to retake my power. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, improve self-confidence through divine guidance. And you were talking before about being a psychic, but you also have told us during this time that you help people to recognize and heal limiting beliefs, patterns of negative self-talk, to regain self-confidence. Could you tell us a little bit more about the process that you follow with your clients?
So first of all, I want to say everyone has divine guidance. We all have it available to us. But I don't think we're taught how to really truly connect to it, right? Like even growing up in church, I didn't even know if I knew how to pray right, you know? And so what I learned was how to honestly be in that space of asking and then listening or feeling or seeing something show up and knowing somehow that that was a divine guidance, that that was divine, something I was supposed to do, that, you know, the Spirit was leading me, that God was saying, okay, here's your sign. You know what I mean? So everybody has that. But I think that for me anyway, the key was to clear out some of the limiting beliefs and some of the negative self-talk, that nasty little mean girl or boy, and just get that to quiet enough so that you could hear through the negativity into the divine. And so what happens is when you start believing you can, then you kind of start being a little bit more, okay, maybe this is okay. Maybe I can have this. And then when you learn that you do have divine guidance. And so one of the things, of course, I always start everybody with is understanding that they are worthy, that they do have divine connection. They just have to want it and ask for it. Mm-hmm. And so the self-confidence comes through divine guidance, because once you can quiet the nasty little mean girl and let go of the little comments that would hold you back, it gets replaced with, you know, your guides and angels telling you, okay, you can do this, try this, or, you know, go this way, or call this person. You know what I mean? And instead of the nasty little mean girl, you're thinking, okay, I really want to try this. And instead of the nasty little mean girl popping in and saying, you can't do that, you're going to hear, well, maybe try this person. I think she knows about it. Or you'll find something in your email or on a Facebook ad that kind of is like, okay, here's your sign, you know, because Spirit really does want to work with us and they want to make it easy. So the self-confidence comes in when you can learn to quiet some of the negative and then trust yourself enough to start healing the patterns and seeing where the negative patterns in yourself are, right? Which is recognizing the nasty little mean girl when she shows up. And that's just the beginning steps, right? Because then once you get there, then you really go into the deep spiritual healing. You can heal trauma. You can heal stuff that's stuck in your auric field. Like it can go on and on from there. But at the very base beginning, that's what the Embodied Grace book and the work that I do is at the very beginning of that. And the more people work with me, the more we can get into some of the deeper spiritual work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think it's very important and is the key about what you said. Everybody has divine guidance. The thing is, because some of the people around the world, they are not yet aware of that and they don't know how to do it. People like Jennifer, like me, like a lot of other people are now here willing to guide you to be able to connect to that divine guidance. And then you can do all of this healing and all of this spiritual work. Jennifer, share with us two steps or two tips for anyone to start their healing process through this divine guidance, through the experience you have already created with in your life and with your clients.
So, you know what just actually came to mind when you were saying that is the first thing you've got to do is believe, because I think even within myself, I've prayed my whole life, but at some point I stopped believing that I was worthy of hearing an answer, right? So you get, especially in church, you get taught that you're such a sinner and you should just be glad he's going to let you in heaven. You know what I mean? And yeah. So that was ingrained in me. That was one of the patterns I had to break. And I had to get to the point where I understood that Jesus was ready and willing to help me and work with me, and that I could accept it, that I was worthy to accept it. The thing is, it doesn't matter what church you go to. It doesn't matter what religion you have as a background. It doesn't matter if you have no religion as a background. Mm-hmm. Jesus is going to help you. The guides and the angels are there to help you. There's this divine whole community of spirit around us ready to help us if we're willing to understand that we can do it. So I think that's probably the first step, is being brave enough to start looking at the things you want to change in your life. So that would be the first thing, knowing that you want to make a change. And then second of all, finding somewhere that you have, you know, the tools to do it. Like you do amazing healing, right? Mm-hmm. The people that you're going to work with are going to be a little bit beyond probably where my book is, because they won't understand your work yet. Mm-hmm. But you've got to start somewhere. Right? So you've got to start somewhere. So I guess that would be the two tips is, first of all, know that you're worthy. Even if you don't believe it yet, just remind yourself, you know, that lady on that podcast says I'm worthy of this. So I'm going to believe that. That Jennifer lady, that Angela lady, they said I can do this, right? Because sometimes we need permission from somebody else.
Yes.
So start it however that is. Know that it's available to you. And then I'm going to have to add step three is you've just got to take some action to do it.
Thank you. Jennifer, let's remind listeners where they can go to find out more about you and also about your book.
So my website is probably the best place to start, like I said, and it's just www.jenniferlonberg.com. And then the Embodied Grace Community on Facebook is a great Facebook group. It's a closed group. You can find it, but you won't see what's going on in there unless you join it. But that I set that up that way on purpose so that it's a safe place, because there's a lot of great questions in there, and there's a lot of people who are just like me who are Christian, but they don't know where to ask these questions and they don't have a safe place to ask. So that's the next place. And then my book, and I have a couple other, I have some ebooks and a journal also, and those are all on Amazon.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you so much for sharing your healing superpower, your experience, and your brave style to step up and embody your own grace.
Well, thank you for having me here, and thank you for doing what you do. And I'm just glad to be a part of it, and I'm glad to know you.
And thank you, all of you, for joining us. I am Angela Maria, Conscious Creation. Change action shifts energy to leave heaven down here on earth. Until our next time. Bye-bye.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.